Stu Epperson here. Welcome to another edition of Truth Talk Weekend, and you are in for a treat. You're about to hear a segment that I did a few months ago in Nashville with Peter Rosenberger and my dad, Big Stu. We were driving in a car. We had just left the home of Sam Moore. Sam and his wife were there. We had a great visit, a great time of prayer. Well, this week, Sam went home to heaven. He went home to be with the Lord. This man had had health problems, but he was the founder of Thomas Nelson Publishing, and he's responsible for circulating millions and millions of copies of the Bible throughout the whole world. We're grateful for him and all those who've gone before us, like Hebrews chapter 11, the Great Hall of Faith. So stay tuned, be encouraged, share this podcast with everyone, and let's leave a legacy that lasts forever. That is introducing people to Jesus and the Word of God. So join us here as we have a conversation in Nashville, going back a couple months as we celebrate this week the life and the legacy of Sam Moore. Stu Epperson Jr. in Nashville, Tennessee. My voice has been struggling, but I'm in the car with two heavyweights. One's a talk show host who's written books, and he's a caregiver, a great man of God. And the other is my dad, Big Stu. We're leaving the house of a very special man of God. We got to go in and see this man and pray with him. And he is Sam Moore. Peter, set the scene up for you, will you?
Sam Moore immigrated here from Lebanon many, 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 many years ago. His name was Sam Ziadi. And Ziadi was a name given to, the family were called traders, T-R-A-D-E-R-S. And that's what more means in Arabic. That's how you say more, it's Ziadi. It means more. And the reason they were called that is because that family of businessmen who were traders in that culture for years and years and decades were known as people who would give more than you asked for. Wow. They were very generous with their customers, and so they were called Ziadi because they gave more. And when Sam came here, he changed his name. He took on the name Moore, the English version of his name Moore, and started selling Bibles door to door. He was at Columbia Bible College with my father-in-law at the time. Wasn't my father-in-law at the time, but it was a man who would later become my father-in-law. And he was selling door-to-door Bibles and with the Royal Publishing Company. And then he had an opportunity to buy out Thomas Nelson Publishers, which was really about ready to go under. But Thomas Nelson's been around a long time, but it was about ready to go under. And Sam came in and completely took that to a whole nother level and became an amazing powerhouse publisher. And Sam has printed more Bibles than any other single individual in history. More than 300 million Bibles that Thomas Nelson published under his watch there.
Dad, how did you meet Sam Moore? We're in Tennessee driving through Nashville. We left the NRB at the Opryland Hotel to go see Sam. We're in the car coming back trying to redeem every minute here. So if you hear some exterior noise or horn honk, then someone out there loves Jesus if they're going to honk their horn, right, Peter? Dad, tell us about, we just talked to Sam and had prayer with him. He's very alert, 89 years old or so, 88. What did you think about Sam? And tell us how you guys met him.
Well, Sam has been a wonderful Christian leader all of my life. He's 88 or 89 years old now, and he and his Peggy are just wonderful people. Been married 65 years. And so Sam, I first became acquainted with him when he was publishing Bibles with Jerry Falwell. And Jerry Falwell was giving away, saying to listeners, what they called a giant print Bible. It was a huge book, but it was a wonderful book, you know, very easy to read in the King James Version. And then Sam published the New King James, which retains a lot of the great classic literature form, a literary form, but on the other hand, also makes it easier to understand and easier to read. So they kept the grace and the nobility of the language of the King James, but also made it a little by adding a few words here and there and changing a few words, not much, but made it more readable. Anyway, Sam has been a legend among Christian people. Thomas Nelson Publishers published some great books over the years, tremendous books, and Sam Moore has always been supportive of Christian causes, Jerry Falwell, the National Religious Broadcasters, and other organizations. He's been a leader in many, many areas. Very strong support of the Judeo-Christian tradition. I had the honor of presenting him with an award, a Freedom Award, at a Council of National Policy in Washington, D.C. And he's a very modest man, very humble man. In fact, he received his award, and then he sat down, and I said, Sam, you got to come back up. We got to talk a little more. Usually everybody talks more than you expect them to or want them to when they receive an award. But Sam, true to his nature, said just a few words. Hard work, started out selling Bibles, a real success story from a business standpoint and from a Christian standpoint, just an outstanding testimony to the saving grace of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Peter, you've been taking care of your awesome wife, Gracie, for many years as a caregiver, and you do a show, and you do written books on caregiving, just an awesome platform. And the caregiver for Sam is a wonderful, godly woman named Peggy. Talk about her real quick, will you?
You know, Peggy is a delightful woman. My wife's family's had the privilege of knowing her for 60 years. And she played the church at her. Played the piano at her church in Johnson City, Tennessee, where my wife was born. She's just an amazing woman who has been right beside Sam the whole way, and an extraordinary life they've carved out together. And their anniversary, I think, is on Sam's birthday. I always told Sam, I said, "You got the best birthday present ever when you married Peggy." And she is tired because it's a difficult thing to care for somebody. And, I've really enjoyed my time with just Peggy, just being able to talk with her as a fellow caregiver. And she's just a delightful, they're an inspiring couple, and they have had a global impact that we will really not fully appreciate until we all get to heaven and see it.
Dad, you've seen that impact on Christian radio with your company, Salem. So many people are teaching the Word of God, probably, likely from a Bible that they somehow got from Sam Moore and Thomas Nelson back in those days. Over 300 million, a guy who came, a Lebanese immigrant. He came over here legally from Lebanon with $600 in his pocket, and God raised him up to publish the Bible in languages and all over the world. What about the legacy? Speak to that real quick, and the impact we all should be thinking about having for the kingdom.
He took over a company, Thomas Nelson, that was going bankrupt for all intents and purposes, and Sam took it over, and he had figured out, selling Bibles from door to door and doing other things and going through college, how to do things, figured out how to make things happen. And he applied this very natural skill he had in business and made it work, made it a huge success. It became a public company. And of course, they became, I believe, the number one publisher of Christian material in the United States, or maybe the world, under his leadership. And that's a great, noble, how shall they hear without a preacher? You know, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. 300 million Bibles. That's a tremendous, I'm sure, record-setting number of people by one man, one organization. What a lifetime achievement.
Just about everybody and anybody in Christian publishing has been impacted by a godly man named Sam Moore. We just left his house, had a great visit with him, had a great prayer with him. He was very alert, but it's just good to see a man of God who's been faithful, who's finishing well, and who's influenced so many. And your bottom line, Peter Rosenberger, as a caretaker, someone, his wife Peggy takes care of him. You've been in this ministry, and you go over and you take people to see Sam. What do people, when a saint is ending his years? You know, Billy Graham is gone to heaven. You know, but so many folks took care of him in his, you know, toward the end of his life. What's your challenge to those to really appreciate, love those who are up in age, and to really learn from and glean as much as we can from their awesome legacy?
Well, I think you said it well when we were there with him, that we are all standing on the shoulders of giants, you know, and there are so many people who have worked so hard to bring about the things that we take for granted today, and it's almost unfathomable to think about selling Bibles door to door in this day and age when you can go online and see the entire Bible right on your phone, and you don't realize how important something like that is. And you go back to when Gutenberg printed the Bible, when Martin Luther translated it into German, and so forth. These are huge steps of pioneers of putting the Word of God into people's hands. Somebody had to do a lot of work to make what we take for granted today so easy to us. Somebody do a work. And I think it's important for us to remember those folks that did the work and honor them and give them the respect that they deserve. They worked very hard to break ground and We get to drive on paved roads. They were off-road on four-wheel drive.
That's right.
And it's a difficult thing, but God bless him, and what a faithful servant of the Lord he's been. And what an amazing impact that he's had on the world.
And Sam Moore's message to you is, take the word of God to someone. Give a Bible to someone. Watch what God does through the power of his word. Grateful for him and so many godly men and women who have faithfully proclaimed God's word. This is Truth Talk. I'm Stu Epperson. Thanks for being with us.